AJ.
I'm Adrian.
And together we are
the Two Crazy Cat Ladies.
I'm gonna cut you.
I think I just peed.
Buckle up.
We're back in the closet.
Welcome to another episode of Back in the Closet with the Two Crazy Cat Ladies. We are here, kind of, today.
What do you mean, kind of?
I mean, our brain cells are like, there's not a lot of them.
Guys, we're still recovering from this stupid, croupy bug that's been happening.
Yeah, and we got some,
Judith, hello!
We got some, we had like the flu or whatever it is, right?
Cold, where
it, yeah, but it's like brain fog that you...
Major brain fog.
Yeah. So if we're coughing a little bit or we sound a little nasally, that it's fine. We feel fine.
Oh my Lord, Jack William.
We don't have any special guests tonight, except for our kitties. And they are always excited when we have another episode of Back in the Closet, because this is the only time they actually get to come into our closet for any period of time.
It's true.
Yeah.
Right, so now we have Jack William and Annie Belle Olivia in here. I just want to start by saying, hey, Anna. Hey, Pam.
That's
I love you guys so much. No, I just want to start by saying it's been a challenging week being sick.
Yeah, it has.
Lots of stuff. It's a very busy time for us. But you know what?
What?
I love doing life with you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it so much.
Why have you been so sweet?
I don't know.
I love it too. It's lack of brain cells, I guess.
I
love it too. I love what we do.
Yes,
every bit of everything that we do is rewarding. Even like the crashed website today, right?
Oh Lord. Lord,
rewarding in the bigger scheme of things.
Oh.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And we're so, I mean,
I don't know, by our powers combined, we somehow still pull off most of the stuff and things. And with the help of our beautiful executive director, Jennifer Lopez
who's here in the house.
And
welcome.
Is also going hard in the paint every day with us. I love you so much.
Especially when we're sick. Because then she's like,
because she's always
picking
helping,
up the slack.
Helping so much.
Yeah.
You guys, tonight is all about enrichment. And enrichment for our cats, and not just like cats in general, but cats at different life stages. I think it's such an awesome topic, mainly because enriching our cats' lives actually enriches ours even so much more. We have these beautiful life companions, and
it does. It absolutely enriches our lives. But for me, you guys know me, I'm like the longevity junkie, I guess you'd say.
You are.
I'm like a protege of Rodney Habib and Dr. Karen Becker. But when you really look at like the Guinness Book of World Records and the longest living cats, like when you look at, you know, even our cats that have lived past 20 years old and things like that, it's you know that enrichment is a huge piece of the pie. It's not all about food. It's not all about, you know, keeping away all the chemicals, vaccines, medication, stuff like that. All of that contributes for sure, but enrichment is so important for our cats. And if we want them to be happy, you know, a happy person lives a longer life than an unhappy person. Same goes for our cats. Keeping them happy helps keep them healthy. And so we just want to kind of quickly go over, we're going to make it a short podcast today because we still have some like errands to run and things to do.
We have a meeting tonight too.
We have another meeting.
I think the beautiful thing about enrichment though, is you think about the fact that so many diseases for humans and for cats really begin with stress.
Mm-hmm.
And so enrichment is about making sure there's joy and enrichment every day. And I think that that alone is one of the, Jack's about to jump on my face.
It's going to be fun. If you're a podcast listener and you listen to our podcast, this is basically Adrian doesn't finish the sentence before she sees the cat. It's not a squirrel, it's a cat. She sees the cat, she doesn't finish her sentence, she squirrels.
You're not wrong, buddy. That's not going to hold you. Okay, sorry. Judith, real quick, before we get jumping right into enrichment, she said, Adrian, how many years now since you came on full time with Jay? Best decision ever? You know, June 25th of this year will be 3 years. This year marks 9 years that we started this endeavor, and 3 years now coming up in June that I've been full time, and it is the best decision ever. That brings me back to that whole conversation about, are you ready?
He's going to jump on you.
Come on.
That whole conversation about
incoming. Oh. Ah. The whole conversation about is now the right time, right? It's like a, can we do this? And yeah, we can. And it's been a huge blessing. And we're so blessed every day to get to do what we love so much. So part of, I mean, talk about enrichment for my life. This has been the best decision ever, for sure. Judith, thank you for that question. For our cats, but does the cat see a squirrel? Carolyn, it's not a squirrel. We have rats now.
One rat. We were introduced last night to a rat in our backyard.
Did you name him? I feel like
I did.
No, you named the cat this morning. But
oh, that's right. That's right. I named the cat because yeah. We also had a redirected aggression issue in the middle or early this morning.
Yeah.
But everything's okay now. Everything's fine. But we had a huge rat. So we feed birds. So we've just kind of become like the two crazy
We're talking about what's enriching for us. I promise we're going to get to cats in just a minute.
But we've kind of become like the two crazy animal ladies, just in general. We're like obsessed with like the bunnies in our community and the geese and the ducks. And now we're feeding the pigeons and the finches and the doves and
the lovey doveys.
And yesterday we had a new species of bird come into the backyard. So now I don't know. They're becoming a small fortune. I will say that.
Bird is expensive for the good stuff.
Since we were feeding them in the morning and evening now, it was just like, okay, once a day, we're going to put out some food and we're going to, you know, feed the birds. And then it became like, oh, they're hungry. They literally come and sit on that bird feeder that we made. It's a big bird feeder. We made it out of the trunk of a tree. So we had it because we wanted to put it in the catio that we still have yet to build.
It's coming.
We found the framer, but, or I think we have, but anyway,
focus.
Okay. So, we ended up making it into a bird feeder. Well, last night, this rat comes down and goes in on the bird feeder and just looks at us. That tail is like long.
It was literally like,
the rat himself was like
a good 5 or 6 inches, but the tail was probably eight or 10 inches.
It was huge.
The cutest little velvety ears.
It was huge.
Years ago, Jay would have freaked out if there was a pigeon or a rat in our yard. You've come so far.
I have. It's so crazy. So yeah. I wouldn't have freaked out. Well, with a rat. Yes. The pigeon, I would have been like, actually, back in the day, I used to put up those owls, which never worked, by the way, but put up those fake owls to keep the pigeons out of the yard. And now we're just here. We are feeding them all, and the rats and everybody's excited.
Let's focus on enrichment.
Okay.
So this is so important, though, because everything we've just been talking about, it brings us such joy and it's always a fun adventure. And we love anything that has a heartbeat that is alive. So we love our birds.
Well, as Kelly said, has your neighbor's dog gotten out? because a week or so ago, we're also saving dogs. Like it's a thing. We're the animal ladies now. We should rebrand. Not really.
No. Cat ladies first and always. Beth said you need a terrier. Now that would be epic. Some terrier energy up in here. Jack wouldn't know what to do with himself. Okay, so let's talk about enrichment for our babies, because this is one of my most favorite topics.
And we've talked about it a lot lately. So we decided to do this because we've been interviewed on, it was Dr. Judy Morgan's podcast about enrichment for cats. We were just interviewed, that was the same day on Steve. I don't think either one of these had dropped yet, but Steve's Real Food on enrichment for cats. And then on Monday night, this 2 days ago, we gave a presentation on how to live harmoniously with cats. With
to the best holistic, of our knowledge.
With holistic actions group and also enrichment was the hugest part of that, biggest part of that. So we're like, let's just keep it going. Let's talk about it. Cause I don't think enough people know. So let's start with this. When you get a kitten, if you guys adopt a kitten or find a kitten on the side of the road or whatever, like we do, they're pretty easy as far as enrichment goes because they demand your attention as much as like a dog,
and
right? They're interested in everything. They have lots of energy. They just keep going. And they're so much fun that, you know, we are like, they keep us on our toes, right? As cat people, they keep us on our toes. then they start to age. And a lot of times, like Friday and Zorro, at age three, they started slowing down, which scared me because it was, you know, everybody else in the home at that time were senior cats. And we weren't doing the amount of enrichment that we needed to do with them. So they did a lot of sleeping throughout the day. I mean, that's fine because cats do sleep. But they were sleeping more than, and than exercise, and they were sleeping more than I wanted them to sleep. So then that's when I was like, okay, we have to step in now. We have to start doing some things to get them active, to get them going, because I know they want to, because not a, a cat that just lays around, a cat that's bored is a stressed cat, right? And that leads to disease. So let's talk about all the ways that we can start enriching our cats' lives from that younger age.
I want to start with the basics, because I don't think that we often enough think about our cats' resources as enrichment. When we think about enrichment, we think about, ooh, bird feeders or vertical space or whatever. But let's start with the basics. For anyone that is just getting a kitty, basics would be food, water, litter, right? That's what you think about. Couple basic things about food, water, and litter. Think about your cat as a little predatory beastie that they are, but they're also prey. So all of those really valuable resources need to be in places where they feel comfortable, where they feel safe and secure, especially when you have a kitten that they're just getting used to their space. You want it to be in a spot that they already feel secure in. Some basics that we've learned with food and water. Number one, cats don't really like their water dish next to their food dish, right? Every picture of a cat eating food.
If you didn't know that before, now you know.
They instinctively know to keep their water source away from their food because they feel like it's going to contaminate their water. The other thing is, because cats are little predatory beasties, but also prey animals, is they want to be able to have a peripheral awareness when they are eating or drinking or using a litter box. So they want to be able to see around them to know if they're safe. So instead of putting the food and water dish up against, you know, a little cubby in the kitchen on a placemat up against the wall, move it, move it at least 18 inches away from the wall so that they can go behind the dish and get the full peripheral view. When it comes to litter boxes, they need to be in low traffic, but easily accessible areas. So those little basics are big. And thinking about too, the litter box. I'm just going to say this because it's such a big issue. If you have one cat, you should have two litter boxes. Three cats, four litter boxes. So always one more litter box than you have cats. And ideally, we learned this from Dr. Marcy Kosky, and we were floored because we've been using regular litter boxes for 15 years. The litter box should be a length and a half of your cat from the tip of their nose to the base of their tail. Most litter boxes are not.
A length and a half the size of your cat, right? So it needs to be a lot longer than the $50, $80 litter box that you get at PetSmart.
Right.
Right. So you can save money by just getting those storage totes, right?
Right.
We
cut
go
out a little entrance.
Yep. Super easy. We have DIY videos all over YouTube, all over Facebook, all over every social media on our website. You can, it's super
go
easy. And it saves you so much money.
It does.
You can buy like five of them or for the price of one.
Well, I will say after COVID, they've gone up.
They have gone up. Yep.
So, you know. But great point too, especially when we're talking about kittens starting off, but for senior kitties, sometimes you'll start seeing litter box issues because they're no longer going in the litter box, oftentimes because the lip to get in, the entrance to get in is, you know, 5 to 8 inches or taller, or maybe it's a top entrance box and they're dealing with arthritis or soreness as we do as we age. So the great thing with these storage totes is that you can cut that entrance down to like 3 inches. And so it's great for senior cats. It's roomy for all cats. And just put it in a place where everyone, it's low traffic and easily accessible.
Yep. And those are, you know, those are just basically the basics, right? So when it comes to
for
our resources, which are so important for our cats, we can, you know, we could do all the other things, but if their major resources are uncomfortable for them, or I guess uncomfortable is the right word, right? Just like not appropriate for them, then we could, you were still not making our cats the happiest that they can be, right? We, again, learn that the hard way. We learn everything the hard way. So just sharing whatever we learn, we want to share with you guys. But when it comes to enrichment, there are so many things that we can do. I know you can read, there are so many awesome authors out there. There's so many amazing books. There's so many amazing speakers, behaviorists that talk about the importance of play with your cat, how to do it, how often to do it. Some of it is just not possible for every one of us, right? Some of us have multiple jobs. Some of us have work very long hours. Some of us are not able to be home all the time. Some of us are, you know, there's so many, we're all in different situations. And this is the good news, is that no matter the situation, no matter the size of your home, no matter the hours that you work, no matter any of this, you can still offer your cats an amazing, enriched life by just getting a little creative.
Yes. And I want to say, especially to Sandra, that said, what's the best way to get cats moving in a one bedroom apartment with no balcony,
again,
with the space. So vertical space, that's something that is great, especially for our younger kitties. And I really think it's the same for our cats as it is for us. The more that we keep moving, the older that we get, the easier it is to keep moving. So if we can introduce that vertical space, climbing spots, hidey holes, like we've got
the one fast cat wheel,
right? That is a great way, especially in a one bedroom apartment, that vertical space is going to be awesome because it's going to give them hidey spots up high. It's going to give them perches. It's going to give them movement that, you know, you may not get when you live in a place that's got stairs or that's got more space where they can run around by themselves.
And we don't want to, here's the biggest thing I think when it comes to, and we're guilty of this as well, but I think the biggest thing that cat parents don't do, the dog parents do, is train our cats. And cats are totally trainable in the same way that dogs are. Takes a little bit of patience on your part, but same goes for our dogs.
Love that mental,
but they love that one-on-one bonding time, that enrichment, that personalized time that they have with you. And they love to be able to dump over water bowls. that's what they're doing right now. They love to be able to be trained with their human, and have that enriched time. So if it's as small as like teach your cat how to give a high five, you could do a roll, or you don't have to do, you know, like your cat doesn't have to be acro cats, like, and jump through hoops and things like that. But you can teach your cat so many different things, which will also help you teach them the things that you don't necessarily,
like
the
door
unwanted
dashing
behaviors, right? Like a door dashing or
like door dashing. Yeah. Go back to the books for a second. Spotlight asked about the books. Couple great resources that are great for enrichment right now. First one that comes to mind is The Aromatic Cat by dear friend Julianne Thorne. She's a co-author of that great book, which is all about enrichment, self-selection, things that are healing and helpful to our cats. Pam Bennett Johnson, you can get that on Amazon, by the way. Pam Bennett Johnson also does, I think it's called Think Like Cat, and then Cat Versus Cat. Incredible wealth of knowledge in there. I know there's more that we'll think of after this is over, but those are
we've got a ton of them downstairs, and I can't remember hardly any of them. But
cat.school is a great place to start over right here on YouTube. You can find her on Facebook and Instagram as well. Cat.school, as far as getting started with training,
clicker training, yes. And that, I mean, it's just an amazing thing that we can do with our cats, because the engaged time with our cats is so important. So when we think of enrichment, a lot of times we think get your cat's toys and give them to them, right? Like they're a little kid that will just play with toys, like sit down and play with toys and then you don't have to worry. No, it's not that they want that engaged one-on-one time. So little things that you can do, training your cats, we've always talked about the confidence building sessions. If you guys aren't familiar with that, that's literally just like 15, 20 minutes of one-on-one time with each cat individually, and in a closed room with your undivided attention, right? So no TV, no phones on. You can live 15 minutes without a phone. I promise you it's possible. And just giving them your undivided attention, playing with a wand toy, taking them through that praise sequence. All of this stuff is so important for their enrichment. And these are things that we can do one-on-one, but for those of us that work long hours, and those of us that can't, you know, don't have a huge house or don't have, places to put, you know, a ton of toys or a ton of cat trees or things like that. There's so many things that we can do still to help enrich them. Now, if you're going to be gone, guys, I mean, this is the simplest, and they'll love it. They'll probably get tired of it. Cats like novelty, right? So, but one of the things that you can do that's the easiest is stream cat TV on your television while you're gone. Like literally there are live, like 24-hour videos on YouTube that just have birds coming in, squirrels, whatever, music going in the background, or just the live sounds. These are great things that you can do, that easy things that you can do to help keep your cats mentally enriched while you're gone. It's not going to get them running, probably, but it will, it might get them smacking at the TV, but it will get them mentally enriched. Help that.
Make sure
mental
your TV
enrichment
is secure.
Even easier, open that window. I mean, maybe you don't want to open the screen while you're gone, but open the blinds, open the curtains so they can see outside the window.
Never open the screen unless they're supervised.
No. I mean, don't open the window where it's just the screen if you're not going to be home, right? I'm saying, but put a hummingbird feeder outside the window. Like it's $2.99, you know, like, or less. Like it's so easy, so cheap. And you can just put it right outside the window. And then that's even better than cat TV, because it's one real and your cats know real from not real. And screen, right? Like all the electromagnetic frequencies, whatever. But so it's better. But they will be able to wait for those birds to come, see them. They'll jump up, they'll move around. These are, you know, a super cheap and easy way. If you live in an apartment and you're gone, this is a great way to enrich our cats. Just a simple, they even have this suction cup things, right? Where you can put it on the window outside. So if you live on the second floor or something like that, where, you know, you can't just put something outside in the grass, that's, you know, a great way to help enrich our cats.
Speaking of outside stuff, and I love that Mr. Milligan, I love you so much. Talking about the cat TV videos. He said, but I've been watching those videos for myself. They work for cats too.
Yeah,
they do. What's so funny is when we turn the TV on, even if it's not for cat TV, Annie will start to chatter. Because she gets so excited. She does her little, it's adorable. Outside time is awesome. So if you are able to be supervise them. I love the comment from, I think her name was Brenda, that said, my cat loves the stroller going for walks.
Yes.
So think about what we can do on a routine basis, something that our cat's really going to look forward to, that we could do a couple times a week or even once a day. You know, you think about if it were a dog, you'd be taking them out to go potty.
Multiple times
or going for a walk. So, you know, some cats are more excited about adventures than others.
Know your cat.
Yeah, so know your cat. But a stroller is so awesome. Catios are so incredible. You know, we had the small catio that you can get on Amazon. It looks a little bit like a chicken coop. And we would take our cats out in the stroller in the backyard and let them sit in the catio. There wasn't a lot of room in there, not the one that we're about to build. But that is also a great way. And something that we learned from Gwen Campbell with Dr. Judy Morgan, you guys, take some of the outside in for our babies, right? So when you're coming home, maybe late at night, are there leaves outside that have been sprayed with pesticides or herbicides or anything like that? But are there leaves or feathers or something that you can bring in and let your cat just sniff, explore that for a while? We started doing that with our cats. Never thought about it. We have all these birds out back and they loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely loved it. Would grab the feathers and run around the house with them. It is
so cool.
It's like right?
And so
simple
and free.
That's so exciting for them.
Yeah. And do it every day. Like find something new that you can bring home. A blade of grass. Like, I mean, there's something to think about. Think about your cats and think about like, what could I bring them home today that would make them excited? Like a smell from the outside world. Leash, back to training. We can leash train our cats. And that is so exciting for, again, know your cat. Not every cat wants to be leash trained. Some cats are like, I don't really want to go outside. And that's fine.
Go check out surfercat.com.
Yeah.
We really love these harnesses. They've got so much great content on harness training, leash training.
Yeah.
Even really kayak training if you want to take your cat out on a kayak.
Or a surf.
Yeah, or surfboard.
But I mean, there's so many ways that we can slowly go through the process of training our cats, get them excited, get them mentally enriched, in regardless of the amount of space. Another thing, and this is for everybody, no matter the size of your house that you have, hunting feeders, right? Yes. So, you know, there's puzzle toys and those are fine too. You can buy them. But you can literally take little bits of their food. If you feed like a freeze dried food, we like to do this sometimes with the freeze dried, because it's just more sustainable and easier. But you can do this with any type of food, whatever, but hide it around the house. Even if you feed kibble, for sure do this, right? Like hide it around the house, hide little bites, little bits of it in different areas around the house, make it a chore for them to, something that they have to hunt, right? Something that they have to figure out how to get into it, a shoebox, right? Like leave it just a tiny bit open so they have to figure out how to get inside to get those snacks. Hide their, instead of leaving an all day buffet while you're gone, hide their food around the house.
Engage their instincts.
That is what they would do in
the
wild.
So much of their waking hours, grooming, yes, but also hunting. That's what they're made to do. And watching cats really get engaged with that hunting, like knowing there's food. We learned that from, I can't remember, many years ago about the indoor hunting feeders. And we were like, nah, we actually tested it though. And we put in this very closet, we put an indoor hunting feeder in a shoebox at the top of our closet and they found it. So never underestimate your cat's ability to hunt and really find stuff and let them engage that. You know, you think about, especially when we're working long hours every day, that's a great way for them to be like, I feel like a snacky time. I smell something somewhere.
And this
right?
goes for any age, right? I mean, the younger you can train them on these things, it's not necessarily training, but once you kind of let them follow you as they're watching you get out the food and then they see you put it in something and then they follow you around the house and then they kind of see that you put it up somewhere and then they're like, okay, I'll go back for that. They'll watch you hide it around the house and then they will come. We used to put them under the couch cushions. So they would have to literally pull it out. Like you can put it in a toilet paper roll, like poke holes in it. There's so many things that you can do at home. You can buy them too. Indoor hunting feeders is what they're called, I believe, or what they were called. You can buy them and hide food. But this is a great way for cats of any age. Now, if you've got a senior cat, this is the biggest thing. And it's always been in our home as well, is that our cats start to age, they start to slow down, they sleep a lot more, and the humans forget to engage with them because they're not kittens anymore. They're not coming up asking for attention. They're not coming up asking for advice. They're not knocking things over. You know, they're the aloof cat that everybody talks about. That's like why cats are so easy as pets, is because they're just a love loaf. They just lay on your couch all day and all you need to do is scoop their litter and give them some food. No, our senior kitties need that engagement, need that one-on-one. So as your cat starts to get older, I would beg of you to take 5, 10, 15 minutes out of every day, add it into your routine. If that means you have to get up 15 minutes earlier, stay up 15 minutes later, if every minute of every day is already scheduled out for you.
Like Jay's.
But you know, do something to dedicate an extra 15 minutes of your day to your cats to your senior cats, so that you can really engage in with it, time with them one-on-one. So you will be amazed when you're like, if you're like us, when we learned about these confidence building sessions, right? We were like,
no, they don't, but
our cats don't like to play. It's like, they don't even want to play. Like we bring toys home and we're like, hey, look. And they're like,
it's individual play.
But then when you bring them in individually, if you have more than one cat, then you know, you're going to do this a couple times. Or do one each day. If you have to, if you've got five cats, 5 days a week, right? Like you have one and they'll get to it. They'll know that, oh, it's Tuesday. Today's my day. Oh, it's Thursday. But take your cat and do that confidence building session. You will, your mind will be blown when you bring out a wand toy. We love the bird, right? It's by Go Cat Go or something like that.
The bird.
D-A.
Bird.
B-I-R-D. Our cats, every cat that we've ever had since we've been introduced to this toy, it's their favorite. So, but taking them through that prey sequence and meaning let them stalk, hunt, don't wave it in their face, like literally move it like a bird moves. Or if you've got a senior kitty that's like slowing down, doesn't really want to jump, do the little worm ones, right? Like the ones on the ground. But take them through
their pupils just vroom.
Yeah.
Two more quick things. I know we were trying to keep this 30 minutes tonight, but two more quick things. Someone left this comment earlier. I can't remember who left it, but it says, I think it was Hilly, said, I talked to my cat. You guys, conversation is so important. You may not think your cat's listening to you, but they are. They understand tone of voice. They understand emotion, which brings me to point number two, your energy. Our energy impacts our cats so much. And I think, you know, every time that I learn something new, it's like I make a checklist of, ooh, we need to start doing this. We need to start doing that. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. It becomes like almost like a chore thing, right? Instead, like, pay attention to your kitties, find out something that they really love, and be excited about incorporating that on a regular basis with them. And then when you find something new that they love, incorporate that. You know, think of something that maybe you learned here tonight that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to bring in a pine cone, right? Judith, I'm going to bring in a pine cone for my kitty and let them explore it and do these things with joy. Because that's what enrichment is. It's about really bringing joy to their lives, bringing that mental enrichment, that physical enrichment, that acknowledgement of their instincts, the acknowledgement of who they are as a special species. So doing that with joy is, I think, so important. So have those conversations with your cats and bring the good energy.
Yeah, I think we underestimate energy, and many of us stay in our heads all the time. And so, like, getting out of our heads and putting our focus on our cats is so healthy for us. I mean, it's
enriching.
It's so healthy for us. But you have to make it a practice. And that's, you know, the takeaway actually to the enrichment of for a cat why are you clapping?
Because this is why we would. Okay, that was the close call.
Girl, did she almost pee?
She did. Good girl.
Mark the territory. That's not allowed in the closet. But they have scratchers all over the closet.
She may have been getting ready to scratch, but I got nervous.
She probably wasn't.
I got nervous.
Like, and you just made a really loud noise.
I'm sorry, you guys. Yeah. I clapped my hands.
Yeah. Sorry. So anyway,
that's not but necessarily enriching.
Consistency is key, right? So we just want to, and if you can be consistent with playing with your cats, with enriching your cats, with giving them the one-on-one time, with talking to them, whatever it is that really enriches your cat. Each cat is an individual. They're not all the same, right? Like, they don't all like the exact same things. But when you figure out what it is that they like the most, and you start setting aside that time to put away the rest of the world, to put away the troubles of today, to put away the technology, the access to the outside world, literally for 15 minutes, and spend it with your cat, engaging in whatever they love most, you are going to enrich their lives, and you're going to enrich your own as well. And then your bond is just a ton stronger as well. So
It's a lifetime. This is a lifetime relationship. Think about how excited you get when someone that is in your life, you know, for 20 plus years does something thoughtful for you or acknowledges something that you love that you didn't realize they like. Think about how uplifting that is, how it just makes your heart want to explode. These are the kinds of things that we can do for our cats. Yep. And
we all should. So let's just challenge.
Let's do it.
I just want to challenge everyone that's listening, everyone that's watching, this next week, starting today, right? For the next week, set aside 10, 15, 20 minutes of your day each day to specifically put away everything else, your troubles, your phone, your television, your bad attitude, take it away, and literally just focus on your cats. Starting, if this is new to you, then start learning. Start learning. Start talking to them and learning. What is it that you really like? Here's some options. Like, I don't know. I just heard that you might like a pine cone or a feather. Do you like that? And see, like, literally get to know them and then start engaging in whatever that is, whether it's a walk around the block, whether it's a walk on the leash or in a stroller, whether it's some supervised time outside, whether it's
a grooming session. Maybe they just want some brushings and lovings.
Yeah, that. But pay attention to your cats, and I challenge you to take a short amount of time every day and spend it with your cats. Giving them your undivided attention. Give your cats your undivided attention for 10, 15, 20 minutes every single day. Write it into your schedule. If you're like me, write it into your planner so you don't forget to do it. I have to do that for my vitamins. I don't even take my vitamins unless I write it down. But do it and then report back and let us know how it works out for your cats. Special. And I want to know what your cats like, because all of our cats like different things.
Maybe you can give us some new ideas for our babies. Give us
some awesome tips.
And real quick, Haley made a comment here about my cat being diagnosed with a bat UTI and how traumatic the vet visit was. Any tips for making it not so scary? Please shoot us a DM on Facebook or shoot us a text. I think, the crocheting
cat behaviorist
was talking about catnip toys and how she loves to crochet them new toys. For some cats, catnip is very calming, and there are so many other herbs that can be helpful. And
there's a lot. We've got a ton of tips for you. Definitely, if you have questions, especially about cat health, reach out to us. Also, I just want to say real quick that we are training a new employee.
Yes, we are.
Their name is Catbot.
Cat.
On our website, it's still in training, right? We're still teaching AI how to answer your questions, but we now have Catbot on our website where you can go and you can ask your cat questions, and it, for the most part, I would say it's probably at like 70%.
Yeah. Catbot's at a C right now.
Yeah.
Still in training.
Getting closer and closer every day. But it killed it for one today. I mean, it was the best answer I've ever.
Better than we could even.
It was absolutely amazing.
The student has become the teacher.
Yeah. So Catbot is there to assist with your questions as well on our website at twocrazycatladies.com. That's TWO crazycatladies.com. So that's going to wrap up this episode of Back in the Closet with the Two Crazy Cat Ladies. Thank you guys so much for joining us. For those of you guys that are joining us live, thank you so much for listening. All of you beautiful podcast listeners.
Thank you for being part of this beautiful community. We just celebrate so grateful for you guys.
We're always we feel blessed every day.
You light up our lives.
You light up my life. Mm-hmm. Okay, love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Good night.